This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, 9 minutes past six. That's Samantha Jade and Firestarter rocking it up the charts. That's her second single since winning X Factor last year. Some other boys in the studio with me now didn't win, but my God, their popularity wouldn't measure that. I've got Luke, Brock, Tyrone and Wade in the studio. Got Luke and Brock on the mics. Hey, boys.
How you doing, mate?
How are you?
Well, I'm well. How are you going?
Excellent.
Very well. Very good.
Now, you're on the massive promo tour.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
So, where have you been today?
Today, well, we've been around. Today, we've been. We had a photo shoot earlier today. What else did we do?
We had two photo shoots. Were two photo shoots today? Or one?
We were that busy that we don't even know.
Can't even remember.
We've been busy, so things are good. We went to Chadston today. We checked out where we're going to be performing on the 24th.
Right.
We have been... we did a photo shoot there.
Yeah. We've just been
hanging out, and then we're coming in here to speak to you.
Fantastic.
And then we've got a movie premiere tonight.
All right. All right. So for those of us who may not have been watching X Factor last year, fill us in on... I mean, all I've seen even on your promo sheets, it says the boys that were controversially eliminated from X Factor.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, I think for all of us, it was just a shock that we actually came out, like, you know, because we were so popular, we didn't really expect to come out so early. And, it was just, for us, that was such a shock for us and everyone else, I guess.
Yeah, so it was basically just a matter of somewhere along the line, someone was forgetting to vote. They all assumed that you guys were going to win.
Yeah, well, I guess that's what happened. The fans kind of saw that things were going pretty well for us, and, you know, X Factor were pushing us a fair bit, so it kind of seemed as though that they didn't really need to vote. You know, that's I guess the reality of it.
So we came out. And that's it.
Well, look, I mean, I've seen the other comparison. I think it was first or second series of Australian Idol. Ricky Lee was voted out, you know, way too early.
That's
you know.
It, that's it.
And now look at her.
Look at her career.
So well. Yep.
Well, you know, we've got good management. We've got new management. We've got great videographers. We've got a great team behind us. And we've got great vocal producers, great people that we're working with.
Got a great first track.
You know, things are looking up for us. So we're happy. We're very happy.
Well, tell us about how you got started. Did you actually start on X Factor? Did you come together as a group for X Factor?
Previous to X Factor, man, we had two other boys. We had Mitchell and Christian, who unfortunately they left the group. They had school commitments, and they were a bit younger than us, so it was a bit hard. But we got together on YouTube. We all had our solo accounts on YouTube, and we were just putting all our own stuff out there. And then we kind of
contacted each other and
just decided to come together and create a boy band.
So you actually found each other on YouTube by what you were doing individually.
Brock knows more about it.
Yeah. So we obviously a week before our very first audition was when we first met each other face to face. And you know, obviously going into a new group after all singing by yourself is such a new, exciting yet scary thing because you know we're all from around Australia. Like I'm Melbourne. You got Luke from Gold Coast, and the two other boys were, one was Sydney, one was Cairns, and Tyrone's in Sydney as well. So we had never met face to face, and then when we did, it was like, oh, hey, let's be a group. And
Was it, hey, let's be a group, and oh, what the hell, let's enter this national TV competition as well?
We kind of had the idea to create this boy band, and then, you know, the best way to create exposure for ourselves was X Factor, and the auditions were two weeks away. So we got together, we created this boy band. We didn't think anything of it. We started
like,
singing
One Direction
and trying
fantastic.
To do it all over Skype.
Let's put our own boy group together and see.
Now I love the fact that you guys don't shy away from that term. You're not scared of the fact that you're a boy band.
No way. That's awesome.
We kind of like take that in and be like, yeah, we're a boy band.
We're a band of boys. No. We you know, One Direction are awesome. You've got The Wanted out there; they're incredible as well. You've got all these other amazing boy bands that have been coming together. So what's to be ashamed about? You know, it's something amazing. We're having the time of our lives. We're loving it.
Yeah.
So
got that in
did
there.
You get that one time of our lives.
Uh-huh. I got it. We'll talk about the new single soon. Don't worry. It's 14 minutes past six here on Joy 94.9. What about tonight? Are in the studio with us right now. MKTO and on Joy 94.9. Boy Band Central, there you go. That's a US boy band. There's only two of them. I got four boys in the studio with me now, and they're way more exciting, mainly because they're Australian.
Yeah, we are.
So hey. They're our own local boy band. Now, I saw a little clip that said Ronan Keating claimed that you were going to be Australia's One Direction. Do you still think that?
I don't know. I mean, to have the success of One Direction had would be incredible, but I don't think that we're as similar to One Direction as a lot of people think. Maybe when we had the five of us, there was a bit more of a similarity, but I think we've discovered our own sound now. We've discovered who we are as artists and what we are as a band, as a collective.
As a group,
so it's really good.
And we've changed the lineup. So we've got Wade, and he's a great addition to the group, and he's 18, and yeah, he fits in really well, which is great. So
what's the combination for you guys? Is it all, are you all vocalists?
Yeah. We're all vocalists. We can all, like, the three boys, I'm the only one who can't play guitar. They all play guitar really well, but I can play piano, which is good.
So that's fairly talented.
Chuck the keys in there somewhere. So like later on when we start getting into songwriting heavy, we'd obviously like to write some cool riffs and stuff and chuck all that in through our music.
All right, cool. So now you've... How long is it since X Factor finished? It must be
10 months, 9 months.
10 months. Yeah. So, and we've now got around to the debut single.
Yes, we have.
Now, about time.
Look, it's. I saw the writing credits on this.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Cassie Davis.
Yes.
I mean, she's had a couple of hits.
Yes. Yeah. She's great. Very, very talented lady.
And Snob Skriller as well.
Yeah.
Great.
Amazing.
Yeah. So
amazing.
He did the Teenage Dream album.
How did you get hooked up with Cassie and these guys for this song?
Well, we've got an amazing manager that is Alexander Reed, and he has
he's looking at us like
some very good connections. So we're very lucky, and we're very blessed to be writing and recording with who we are. So yeah. it's a pleasure.
Love you, Alex.
the boys are sucking up to their manager in the studio with us.
He paid us to say
Now, tell us about what's the ethos of the band. Have you got is there a total package? Are you guys into the fashion? Do you love, you love your clothes?
We like looking good. Yeah, we make sure each other look okay when we go out. We make sure, your hair's messy, or fix it up, or brush your teeth.
That's just to me always. It's not to them. It's because I've
mate,
got the hair.
They all,
I don't do anything with it, so they're always like, do it, yeah. Why? Yeah, and I've got to
shave your beard, Luke. Shave your beard.
Oh, yeah. I swear to God, every photo shoot, there's like one hair. They're like, shave.
Righto.
It's all good. Yeah.
And what are the plans in terms of, say, the next 5 months?
Oh, we've got a lot of tours coming up. We're working with a Disney band who are coming to Australia. They're called R5, and we're touring with them in Sydney. We've got a lot coming up with just a lot of performances everywhere. So we're going to be busy for the next couple of months.
A lot of riding, a lot of travelling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fun stuff for us. It's going to be awesome. And for our fans as well, they get to see a lot more of us, which is awesome. It's just going to be fun. It's awesome.
And now, talking of the fans, what is it? Over 26,000 likes on Facebook and over 33,000 followers on Twitter. That's pretty huge.
That's our group accounts. Our solo accounts have a bit more than the group account, which is cool.
We're more active on our solos because we just post about everything. They're like scratching my head at the moment on Twitter. And,
and Wade's catching up. He came in a bit late, so he's on. What are you on now? You're on
15,000
from what? From 7,000. That's pretty decent, man. That's cool. So he's getting there.
Righto. And he's the latecomer to
he
the
is,
band.
He is.
So, all right.
He's
so,
doing great, but.
But how did you, was that mainly from X Factor, but you've grown it since then?
No, we had a very large fan base going into X Factor. I think X Factor helped us out, but we had probably a bit over half of what we have now before X Factor. So we were lucky. You know, we came in when One Direction was still just killing it, just going absolutely crazy. And they are still. But they were like massive at the time. So an Australian boy band to come in, girls just loved it. So it was a lucky thing for us. So
I reckon there's a couple of boys that might like it.
And the boys. Don't get me wrong.
Listen, what about tonight? Independent release. It's always tough for independent pop artists in Australia.
Definitely.
How do you reckon you're going to break it?
Well, we're confident in the track. You know, we put a lot of work into it.
The music and the people behind us.
Yeah, the people behind it are amazing. So it's not really a bad feeling. It's not a it's nothing bad at all. It's just going to take its path. We're just going to see what happens. And then hopefully when we drop a second single, it's just going to, you know, we can get someone behind us.
So. And when you've got a great team behind you, supporting you, and a great fan base, you know, it really just works well together. So you're
in for the long haul, you think?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's too much fun.
Why stop this? No way.
All right, boys, look, it's been fantastic having you in. I know it's very brief. We're going to give Time of Our Lives a very first spin on Joy right now.
That's very exciting.
So good luck with the rest of the promo tour. You'll be back in Melbourne performing at...
Next week at Chadstone.
Yeah.
And also Time of Our Lives is on pre-sale now, so make sure you grab your copy.
Absolutely. All right. Look, it's the boys from What About Tonight. Luke and Brock have been on the mics. Ty and Wade have been here as well.
The quiet ones.
They're the quiet ones in the corner. All right, boys, thank you very much for coming in to Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.